We are on a mission to empower busy women with the tools and skills they need to grow successful, profitable and purposeful handmade creative business.
A business that they are excited to jump out of bed for every single morning.
A business that allows them to quit the day job and start living life how they want to live it.
Welcome to the Handmade Business Podcast with your hosts Anna Maria and Lindsay Warren. Hi everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Handmade Business Podcast. Today, Lindsay and I are talking about something relatively new to Etsy. So it's a very Etsy specific topic that we will be going through today, and that is the Star Seller Program. So it was introduced on Etsy last year in the summer, and we're going to go through what it actually is, how to get it statistically wise, what the statistics that you have to achieve and the periods that you have to achieve them in order to qualify. But then also our tips to actually get it as a seller, what we are advising you to potentially do in order to hit that blue badge, and then the benefits of actually being a star seller. So by the end of the episode, we want to have persuaded you to hopefully try to achieve star seller if that is something that you're interested in, and to have given you some excellent advice that you can go away and think about. And obviously, if you want to learn more, in the show notes, we will link the page where you can actually go and read Etsy's word for word information on their website. So if you find this episode helpful, we would really love it if you could share it with a friend who might also benefit from hearing the things that we're going to talk about. Please don't forget to leave us a review wherever you are listening in, as this really does help us to get the word out there about the podcast, which means that we can continue our mission to help as many busy women like you grow a successful and profitable handmade business. And if you sign up for our newsletter, you will also get your hands on our Year in Review Planner, which is a downloadable resource to help you set up your shop for success, the link to which can be found in our show notes alongside all the tools, websites and books we reference in each episode. So, Lindsay, hi.
Hi, Anna. I'm really excited for this episode.
Yeah, well, it's a bit funny because we're recording this in January, and yesterday Lindsay and I did a live on Lindsay's Handmade Craft Fair page, and that was actually one of the questions that we talked about. So it was very fitting that we were carrying this on today in the podcast, even though people won't be listening to this until I think it's scheduled for March. So yeah, end of March, but it's still relevant. Unless there's any immediate changes that happens between then and March, I'm sure that this will be as it is when you guys are listening to it. So, Lindsay, are you a star seller?
I am a star seller. I was very excited when I got my star seller badge, I must admit, because, I had to make a few little amendments to make sure that I got the star seller. So for me, that was putting in tracking numbers and things like that. So although I always had the tracking, I hadn't necessarily entered the, done the numbers before. So obviously we'll come into more detail for that. But yeah, so I would say that it made me improve my, how I was operating my shop. So I, because I really wanted to get that star seller. So yes, I have got it. I'm super excited to have it. What about you, Anna?
Yeah, I also, I'm in my second month of having it. No, I'm not third. I got it in November. So November, December, and now January.
Yeah.
Third month of having it in both of my handmade jewellery shops. I didn't have it the first 2 months that it came out. It was a technicalities to do with the responding to messages because of when the 3 month period had fallen. It fell over the time when I was away on holiday in the summer, and unfortunately that then had a knock-on effect, and that was for the first month that it had come out. And then the second month, I can't remember what had happened. Something had happened on my Memories and More gift shop. I got it on the other one but not on the second one. I don't know what it was, but anyway, I will have it from now on. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So if we kind of have a look at what star seller if you don't know what it is, we can help you to understand what it is. So according to Etsy, they say Star Seller celebrates the best in customer experience. Star Seller is a way to recognize and reward Etsy sellers who consistently provide an excellent customer experience. And it says that it comes with three specific types of, in inverted commas, rewards. So the Star Sellers get a special badge, letting buyers know your shop has a proven record of consistently offering a great customer experience. So this badge is like, well, it's just like a little, it says it's blue, but it's not, it's purple. I think it's purple, isn't it? It's like a purpley blue sort of star thingy, and it says Star Seller, and then it's got a little blurb on the main part of your shop. So that's point one, so you get the badge. It also says that you've got more chances to be featured. So they say we'll highlight some Star Sellers in our marketing to buyers, making it easier for shoppers to connect with customer service all stars. And then this will obviously lead to point three, which is an opportunity for increased sales. And they say we know from research that buyers value an excellent customer experience, which could help you get more sales and grow your business.
Well, I do, as I've said, I think it is a really good thing. And I know it made me, you know, I thought I was quite good on my shop, but it even made me review a few things and think, yeah, I need to start doing that and up level. So I think it is definitely a really good thing myself.
Yeah, I think it's another, and I said this in the live yesterday, so I'm just going to repeat myself. So if you did listen to me there, it's fine. Double information helps it go in. I did have my reservations when it first came out because I thought this is another added level of pressure. And we're already under a lot of pressure as handmade sellers. We've got loads of different targets, whether it's personal and just physical, statistical, you know, financial targets that we have to hit. So I thought this is another added level of pressure that we don't necessarily need. However, once I had worked out all the kinks, my kink was also to do with tracking, because the Etsy tracking box with regards to Star Seller wasn't recognizing the barcodes on first class parcels. So it was making it seem like I hadn't provided tracking for certain orders, which was incorrect. I had. That was a kink that they sorted out. However, it was a small panic. At the beginning, it was a small panic. I also felt like they were pushing us down an angle to get postage labels, which will go down in a second. But I felt like I was being pushed away from my post office, who I value a lot, and they are exceptionally helpful people. And I felt like I was taking business away from them because I was having to buy postage labels in order to hit the target. Again, they have sorted that kink out. So yes, it's an extra target thing that we have to do. But really, now, if I think about it, technically, we should be doing all the things that they are asking us to do anyway. So are we really adding an extra target? I'm not sure. Do you understand what I mean by that? Like,
yeah,
we should kind of be doing that anyway.
Definitely. You know, and I've gone through like all the advice that they give you and the reasons why they're promoting this Star Seller, you know, and everything is valid reasons. And I know myself, before Christmas, in a few different handmade groups, I saw a few people that had said they'd been buying handmade off of Etsy and they were actually disappointed, which I'd not really seen that kind of comments before. I'll be honest. I know. And they were saying they'd bought things and they were nothing like the photos and things like that. So I think, you know, in the current climate, I think that having that Star Seller, if you can aim and work towards that, it is a really good thing. And I think personally, it'll increase buyer confidence as well. I know it'll be something that I'd like, you know, that I'll be looking for. If it's somebody I don't know at all, you know, if they've got that Star Seller, that would definitely sort of probably give me more confidence than ever that I want to buy from that maker.
Yeah. And I think it is an extra, like you say, it's an extra level of confidence. When you're looking at the shop, if you see that badge, you're automatically going to be like, oh, right, okay, well, they provide all this, so I'm really happy to buy from them.
Yeah, definitely.
the three things that you have to do. So, Lindsay, do you want to reel them off?
So the three things are: respond to messages within 24 hours. You have to have 95% five-star shipping, five-star reviews, sorry, and on-time shipping and tracking. And then there is a fourth thing where you have to have a certain amount of sales, isn't there?
Yes, which is $300.
Yeah.
In the last 3 months. Is that right? Is it 3 months or is it 1 month?
I think it might actually be.
No, it says you must also meet a minimum of 10 orders and $300 in sales during the 3 month review period.
Right.
And you must have been on Etsy's platform for 90 days since your first sale. What does that mean?
You've got to have been on Etsy for 3 months then before you can get it.
Why was that so confusing for me? I think it was because they switched from 3 months to 90 days. I was like, what's the 90 days? So those are the pointers that we'll have to hit in order. So achievable, do you think?
Well, we've both achieved it. So, and there are a lot of people achieving the Star Seller. I'm seeing lots of people sharing it on their Instagram. Yay, I got my Star Seller on Etsy. So I think it is definitely achievable. I think maybe it's a little bit harder if you're just starting out and the amount of sales are a bit slow to begin with and things like that. But I think there's no reason why you can't achieve the first three, even if you're a little bit slower on the uptake of getting your first lot of sales out.
Yes. I honestly think that the biggest thing would be the $300 in sales.
For someone that's new. Yeah.
Yeah. That is of all of the pointers, I think that's the only one. Yeah, because 10 orders in 3 months, I think that's achievable.
Yeah. It's not
that's achievable. Yeah. No, it's not, you know, sky high amounts of orders.
It's not.
But obviously, depending on how much your orders are worth, the $300 section might be the biggest.
Yeah.
But we're aiming high here, guys. We are aiming high. So
definitely.
$300 should absolutely be achievable.
Yeah.
So those are like the specific statistical things, and it's 95% for everything. So messages, dispatching, 5 stars.
Yeah.
So do you have, now you mentioned then at the start that you had to make some alterations to the shop or to certain things you were doing.
Yeah.
So what were the alterations that you'd had to make specifically to get?
So the thing that I hadn't been doing, I was always shipping on time, but I just hadn't been putting the tracking number in. So, you know, I always had it and saved it in case there was any query, but I didn't realise, I'll be honest, how important putting that tracking number in was. So now I've started doing that. That was the one thing that just held me back for the first month or so. And I realised, you know, I'd got to change that. And then that got me up to my Star Seller. So that was the thing that I had to change myself. Everything else I was kind of doing already.
So when you say the tracking number, do you mean the first class barcode?
So I send mine second class tracked.
Right.
So there's a on my, when I go to the post office, there's a long number that I have to enter. So that's what I hadn't been entering the number.
So is that like signed for? Or is that?
Yes.
So that's a signed for trackable parcel.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So just for anybody that doesn't know, so if we look now specifically then at the on-time shipping and tracking information. So for anybody that doesn't know, when you ship any item at all within the UK via the post office, so this does not include a stamp. We'll go on to stamps in a second. So if you actually go to the post office and you get an actual, is it large letter? Is that the lowest you can do it for without a stamp?
I think so. Yeah, I'm
sure it is. So small letters don't count, but we'll do that in a second. We'll give you the alternative to that. Large letter and above, you get like a barcode. So even if you don't have signed for receipts, because obviously that's slightly more expensive, where the first first or second class. If you just send first, and I believe second, I believe it is second as well. I'm sure it is. You get a barcode as standard.
Yeah, I always send mine second class.
So with that barcode, you don't get a tracking like destination. So it's like, oh, it's hit this point, it's hit this point, it's hit this point. All you get with that is a delivery receipt.
Yeah.
It means that the post person has pushed it through the door or left it in the post box outside, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's all that Etsy requires, a delivery receipt. So don't think that you now have to start purchasing a higher...
Oh, no, you don't have to send everything tracked.
No, certainly not. If you already do, then that's fine. That's great. You get an actual tracking number, but the barcode suffices.
Yeah, enough. You still get a number. What I found, though, for me, with I had a European order, and you just sending it like with proof of postage, you don't get a number. So I was a bit worried about whether that would affect my star seller rating. But actually, because it's 95% and above, it does allow just for that little bit of wiggle room, shall we say, if you do get orders like that.
Yes. So if you don't offer tracking internationally, that might be something to consider.
Yeah, well, that's I have amended my postage now so that now all international are tracked.
Yeah.
So I did have to put that. So that does mean that my postage prices have gone up. But to be honest, that does give you a bit more confidence when you're sending things. And as a buyer, I think anyway, so I've kind of just gone with that.
Yes. I offer free shipping. So I'm putting that in inverted commas. So I offer free shipping. So all my international parcels get tracked, get tracking as standard. Wherever they go to in the world. And there is a tool on Etsy that allows you to set free shipping at different or set your prices to include the free shipping at different prices depending on where you're selling. So if you don't already use that tool, definitely make use of it, because what that means is you can charge slightly more for an international parcel than you do for a national parcel, just simply because you are accommodating the price to include the extra postage charge, basically. Because Etsy does require it, unless you use postage labels. Because if you use postage labels, you do not need to pay extra for tracking.
They are definitely pushing you down the route of having their labels, aren't they? But me and June, my local post lady, we're good friends. I see her regularly, and I don't want to stop my visits to June, so I don't want to go
down
that road.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have to take your parcel into the post office because they have to scan it.
Yeah.
But that is something that I have had to do for Memories and More Gifts specifically, because my charms, if somebody purchases charms individually, so let's say they purchase two charms from me, I've gone over the £10, but I don't need to purchase a large letter.
Right, so there's been some times when you've decided that to keep your star seller, you've had to go down that route.
I have to use postage labels, so I just use it now for any charm purchase, even if I don't necessarily need to, because it's underneath the £10. Like if somebody just buys one, for example, it is underneath the £10.
Yeah.
But I just buy the postage label, and I will give you my reason why that is. Because when it comes to the Etsy seller protection, if you've bought a postage label and somebody's charm doesn't arrive, which doesn't get tracking, doesn't even have the barcode, so it's got nothing basically, because it's first class and not large letter, because it's small letter, not large letter, so that's why it doesn't get the barcode. If somebody has an issue, it doesn't arrive, somebody can open up a case against your shop. But if you've got the postage label and you've got your receipt to say that you posted it in the post office, there's very little that the buyer can do. because you've covered your bum basically from every angle. So just for the charms, I do get the postage labels, and that doesn't allow me to lose my star seller. What do you think about that though? What are your feelings? I can see your face. If you could see Lindsay's face, she's not altogether comfortable with the route I'm being pushed down here.
Yeah, I suppose it would be nice that you don't necessarily have to do that route when you want to support your local post office. Because I feel like, especially in the UK, our post offices are quite precious. Like, I live in a village, and without my post office, you know, I can go and draw cash out. We don't have a cash machine. You know, I've got to drive at least 6 miles in one direction or the other to go and draw money out. So, you know, just to be able to go to my local post office and have those facilities, I really feel like I like to support them. So I suppose that's perhaps where I'm coming from. If people's experience of going to the post office is different to mine, they might be quite happy to do postage labels. But I suppose it's a bit of a personal thing for me, why I really like to support my post office, because I don't ever want to see it go.
I completely agree, because I also live in, well, Ruth from Ruth Reusables told me off for calling it a village. It's not a village. It's a town. It's a small town, but it's like the hub of where we live to me. It's like like you say, you can go and draw out money. We do have cash points. We do have cash points, but you can go and draw out money. You can get your travel money exchanged if you're going abroad. They help you. I've heard them be in detailed, like so much detail, helping like there's more senior members of the community with their council tax bills and their gas meter. You know, they've had, you know, where you can go and top up your gas meter and things like that. You can do that in the post office. So yeah, I completely agree. They are precious. And if I was forced completely to not support them financially, as in I still would have to go and get the packages scanned. But if I was forced completely to use postage labels, I don't know how I'd feel. I don't know how I'd feel. It would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that there'll be people listening right now and agreeing, nodding their heads and being like, yes, we agree here.
Yeah.
But those are the ways that we've found to get around the 95% for the tracking. Those are the things that we've had to do. And then the other part of that section is the processing times. So any tips for the like shipping on time, basically? Any tips for that?
Well, I think it's always good to have something that you know you can meet. So my shipping time is 1 to 3 days, because sometimes there will be days where I can't just do it on that day. So I like to make sure that I can always meet it. If you're making, you know, I've got a few items that are made to order, so they're 7 to 10 days, so it's no good me doing it in 1 to 3 days. I can't always do that. So I think being realistic that you know and you're confident you can meet those dates is really helpful. And I did have an incident recently where I did have a chat with you about this one, Anna. I'd got someone that had ordered a personalized item and I didn't get the personalization from them. I'd messaged them 3 times. Now, I wouldn't have met that dispatch time because I was waiting for them to come back to me. So in that particular case, I did extend the dispatch time by a couple of days, and obviously they were notified by it. So, and I'd done that before it got past the dispatch date. So I don't think that should affect my Etsy seller at all. So, you know, that is something that I had to think about, but I was very mindful of that date, probably even more so than ever, because I knew I didn't want it to affect my Etsy star seller and getting things out on time, because that is really important to me, that I always get things out as quickly as possible. What are your thoughts, Anna?
I agree with you use the word realistic. I think that is key when it comes to setting your processing times. Be realistic. If you can do it within 1 to 3 days, or even next day, you know, one day, whatever it is, do that. If you've already got things there and you know you can go to the post office tomorrow or whatever when the order comes in, do that. But if you need to, my days are 1 to 3. Everything I make is got some element of customization, every single piece. So nothing that I have, except for the charms, which sometimes still require customization if they're specific names, etc. But everything is got an element where I need to change it. So my order days are Mondays and Wednesdays every week, have been since I don't know when. I have altered the times over Christmas, for example. I extend it for a week because I'll say I'm not going to be shipping out next week, because it's Christmas, obviously. And then over summer holidays and Easter holidays, for example, I might extend it by a day, just so that I've got a little bit of leeway to being realistic on what I can and can't achieve. So, things to think about there. If you start to feel like you're shipping out quicker than you think, then you've already got your processing time set for, Etsy's going to send you a notification anyway and say, we've seen that you've been shipping out all your orders. Do you think your processing times are correct? Because they've sent that to me before when I've had longer times, but I've been still sticking to my normal days. They've actually sent me an email and said, you know, you're doing it quicker. Do you not think you could shorten processing time? Because having shorter processing time does help with the algorithm, because it's a search filter. So when you put in whatever you're looking for on search, you can filter by ready next day, one day, 1 to 3 days. I don't even think 3 to 5 days is a filter. So I think the highest they go up to is 1 to 3. So if you are outside of that 3 day, you're automatically going to be filtered out if somebody selects that on the Etsy search bar. So something to think about there. But yeah, always be realistic. Key.
Definitely.
Yeah. So then moving on then to like the next thing, which is reviews.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you think about reviews?
Well, I think the thing is, if you've got a good quality product and you offer good quality service, I feel that they just will come. It's something that I've, you know, for me, the whole customer service thing is really important. I go to town on my packaging. I really, you know, I send out a little free gift with every order. I want my customers to feel special. That's always been my aim. For me, you know, that's my motto, that handmade should feel special. So I do everything I can to make that shopping experience feel special to people that buy from me. So for me, I feel like if you've got a nice quality product and then you're, you know, making your customers feel special, then I think getting those reviews is, they will just come. You know, I don't know what your thoughts are, Anna.
Yeah, no, I agree that if you've got everything that, you know, like you've just said, you're offering a great product, you're offering great packaging, you're shipping out on time. As long as you're hitting all of those things, then you will get the 5-star reviews. So then that should be achievable. However, as you know, I have had some issues with reviews in the past where it has been really out of my control. With regards to delivery, because somebody has, this is specifically on my jewelry and gem shop, not Memories and More. So my jewelry and gem shop, I had one customer who had ordered a huge amount of necklaces in one go. It was before I offered track shipping as standard to anywhere outside of the States. So only the States were getting it, not everywhere, basically, unless you paid for it. Basically, so if you paid for it, you got it. If you didn't, then it was just standard international airmail. And this person had ordered a large quantity, and they were individual items, so it wasn't just that they'd purchased like 8 of the same thing, so it would just count as one review. It was 8 individual orders of different products. It didn't arrive, and I had nothing of like no tracking. I had my proof of postage, so when they opened the case up, the case was closed in my favour because I had proof of postage of when and where and time and everything that I'd posted. However, they then got the opportunity to leave me 8 one-star reviews.
Yes.
So obviously, what did that do? It had a significant impact on my star rating. It's a very unfortunate period of time for jewellery and gems. With the reviews, there's going to be things that are outside of your control, yeah. Unfortunately, even if you go above and beyond to sort it out, things are going to happen. And that has been a discrepancy that I have felt with the blue badge or the purple badge, whatever, because on my jewellery and gems, it looks like I've got 4 stars, but then I've got the blue badge. Now, I know why, but yeah. As a customer, I would feel confused. Like, this person provides epic customer service, but yet they've got a 4-star review system. Like, I would hope that people would want to, if they love my products enough from the photographs, I would hope that people would then go in and start reading the reviews and seeing what the problems were and what my responses were to that issue. That was a very long-winded thing, but I felt like it was needed to be said because I know that reviews is something that, regardless of the seller, the star yeah. seller, it's that thing, isn't it? It's that thing that we yeah. think about.
I must admit, I did have one last year where they put the comment, lovely item, but then only gave me 4 stars. And I was like, oh, but it's love, but it's not quite lovely enough for 5. So, but everyone else gave me 5 and look, but she still said a nice comment. There was nothing wrong with it. And obviously those things you can't control. So.
No. And do you follow small biz memes? I think I've asked you this before.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Lindsay, you must follow small biz memes. It is hilarious. I mean, it's not really. It's actually, it's like one of those tongue in cheek where you think, oh my God, that's painfully not funny, but it's also funny at the same time. It's that kind of humor. And they've put up 2 reviews recently. So one person had left a 1-star review on this person's account and they'd said, absolutely amazing product. However, I don't like the color yellow. So the less yellow I see in the star rating, the better. Like,
well, why would you order a product that had yellow when you don't like the colour in it?
No, as in the stars are yellow.
Oh.
You know, like when you put stars.
Really?
On the, yeah. They had said.
Oh,
they
I thought you meant they bought a product that had yellow in it.
No,
that is definitely crazy.
How? I mean, just no clue of what that does to a seller's, like, no understanding whatsoever. Then the other one was left a 4-star review and said, loved the item, it was great. However, 5 is perfection and nothing in life is perfect.
See, that is the thing. It's all down to people's interpretation, which could have been why I got the 4-star review rather than 5.
Yeah. So all this to say, though, we're not saying that it's not going to be achievable to get 5 stars. I think my point is, don't let it get you down if you don't get a 5-star review, because the majority of your people are going to give you 5-star reviews because we know you've all got great products. And just keep providing excellent customer service, as in with your packaging, your shipping on time and all that kind of thing. I just wanted to just say that little point, my little gripe with the fact that I get a badge but I don't get my 5-star review back. So hopefully I will do at some point this year.
Yes, I'm sure you will, Anna. I'm sure you will. Messages, responding to messages within 24 hours is the next thing to cover.
So what do you think to that?
Well, I do think it's a good thing myself. I know not everyone necessarily wants to work evenings or weekends, but personally, I kind of feel like if you're running an online shop, for me, it only takes a few minutes to answer a question. And I feel like people are much more likely to buy if you can get them while they're still a hot lead, I like to think. And I know when I looked at the information that Etsy share about why they're asking you to respond within 24 hours, they said that their stats show that sellers that respond within 24 hours of receiving a message are 4 times more likely to make a sale. So that's the stats behind it. So And I mean, I would agree with all of that. You know yourself, if you ask someone a question, if it takes a long time to come back, I suppose I feel like people are a lot more keener for that order, or their customer service is better. It sends out a lot of positive messages, I think, the quicker you can respond. Do you agree, Anna?
Absolutely. In fact, I've had it today with a customer where they sent me a message last night. It was really quite late. I think it was like 10:45. And I like to message back as soon as possible when I've got the message. So I sent them a message just saying, I won't be able to respond in detail now because they wanted a custom order, like a specifically for them custom order. However, the first thing I do when I get into my office in the morning, I'll get back to you. So now I've completed my quick response.
Yeah.
But also they were like, that's great, speak to you in the morning. And then before I've come on the call today, I've just made a double sale. So
brilliant.
Yeah, definitely quick responses equals more sales, because it's like they're right there, they're on time, they're on their hot lead, like you say, they're there. Literally they are there. So grab them. That sounds really aggressive, but take the bull by the horns whilst it's there, get it done.
Definitely.
If you can.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, sometimes you get them in the middle of the night. You know, some people are up in the middle of the night, some people are from different country. So you're not always going to be able to respond straight away. But as much as you can, if you are awake and you've got the app, then it does make it a lot easier, doesn't it?
And I think actually the app is a good thing to mention at this point, because that would be my top tip for how to get, or one of the two top tips for how to get that 95%. So the app is one, so you can answer on the go if you can. And having things like they're called canned responses, if you know what I mean, like saved responses that you've already got that you can either alter and just, you know, with a name and a quick small alter in the paragraph, and you can just send them out quickly. I think I've mentioned it before about my keyboard. I have actual letters and numbers that are, I would never be typing, really, like L1, L2, L3. And that actually gives a full sentence. I've set that up on my iPhone. So if I put L1, L2, L3 and L4, it says, hi there, thanks so much for getting in contact and for choosing my shop. And then L4 is like the end of the message, like warmest of wishes, Anna, and I'll just fill in the middle bit. So therefore, I've provided a really smooth sailing, nice looking message really quickly. And I can do that when I'm out and about, or even when I'm in my office and I'm making orders and I don't want to have to go onto my desktop, I can just get onto the app, quickly do it.
Yeah.
What do you think to that?
I mean, I'm a big fan of using the app. You know, it's so easy when you're out and about, things like that. You can see what orders you've got coming in. So, you know, what you've got to get dispatched, if you like just checking up on a date and things like that. Now, I put all my tracking numbers in on the app and everything. It's just so quick and easy. I really big fan of the app.
Yeah. And then the other tip for getting the quick messages statistic would be the auto reply.
Yeah.
So for any customers that might come over the weekend, or when you're having a few days off or whatever it is like that, the auto reply can be filled with frequently asked questions that you know you get all the time. So it's like, you know, sorry, I'm away from my office at all. Sorry, it's out of hours for me at the moment. However, here are some frequently asked questions. If you don't get your question answered, I'll get back to you as soon as I'm back up and running, or something along those lines. And Etsy has said that the auto reply absolutely counts as a first message response, and it will add towards your stats. So don't think like, oh, because it's an auto reply, that's not going to count. It does.
Brilliant. Yeah, and I think that's so good.
No other message. I've remembered what that technicality was that I didn't get it for on the other one. No other message within that thread, that same thread, counts. So if they message you once, that's it. Any other message, let's say they message you 3 days later, but it's in the same thread, you don't have to respond to that one within 24 hours because it's in the same thread. However, the technicality that I lost my star seller on in the second month was because I'd had two customers who had messaged me on a listing, but then they've messaged me the same thing on a separate thread. And because I'd only answered to the first thread, didn't get it because I had two messages. So I even queried it with Etsy and I was like, really? You can see it's the identical message. And I did respond to it. And they were like, really sorry. That's just the way that the algorithm works. So,
oh, well, that's a really good point to remember.
Yeah. New thread equals you need a new response, even if it's just I've responded to this in a previous message or thanks for getting in contact or whatever it is. Just say something.
Yeah.
Just say something.
Yeah. So thanks for sharing that, Anna, because I wasn't aware of that. So that's something I've learned today too.
Yeah, so don't get caught out by that. So if we start to kind of wrap up then for today, what do you think overall are the benefits for getting a Star Seller badge on your shop?
So I think it will really make you review your practices and make sure you're doing everything you need. I do think it'll definitely be buyer confidence on Etsy going forward. I would say they're kind of the main things for me, and just really making sure that everything you do and you send out as much as possible is 100%.
Yeah, I would just add one last point to those excellent points, which is I think inevitably it will increase your sales.
Yes.
because it increases buyer confidence, like you just said, it means that you're more likely to get the sale. And then because you've had that sale, the algorithm will be like, oh, this isn't product that people are purchasing. I'll push you up in the ranks. So it all kind of ties back in a circle. So although Etsy's not said it affects your search placement as an actual thing, like free shipping does, for example, where they favor you in the algorithm in the search because you've offered that service. They're not saying that. But because it increases buyer confidence, it will automatically mean that people will be more likely to buy from you, which means you'll be more likely to get more sales because the algorithm will see that you've had previous orders. That's just how search works.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we've given you lots of food for thought today, and it will, you know, if you've not got your Star Seller, hopefully this podcast will really help you have, you know, it's filled with hints and tips to really help you achieve that. So we hope you find lots of value in it. So thanks so much to everyone for listening today. It's been great talking with you about this subject, Anna. I really enjoyed it. So thanks again to everyone listening, and we'd love it if you could just stop by iTunes, Spotify or Stitcher and leave us a 5-star review, because it really does help us get seen. So we'll see you again next time. Bye, everyone. Okay, everyone.